The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog that you can find right here at plantersplace.com. Welcome to today's edition. And today we will be talking about pressed soil blocks. You're probably curious, what is a pressed soil block? Well, it is a way for you to stick to your resolution of relying less on plastic in your gardening activities this year. And these blocks will help you use fewer pots, plastic pots. You can save yourself from having to clean and find storage space for a bunch of plastic trays and tubs for things that you won't use until next indoor seed sowing season anyway. With soil blocks, you plant this soil block directly into another larger block or into the ground, right out into the ground. The only thing you have to store is the the block making machine. Yes, you have to make your own blocks. But you know, it's a relatively simple process and it's totally worth it. You'll be cutting down on so much plastic. And you'll be cutting down on so much stuff that you'd have to store from year to year. The only thing you really have to do is, like I said, store the block making machine. So let's talk about what a soil block is and what the benefits are. A soil block is exactly that. It is a solid block of soil. I have seen them as small as 1-inch cubes, maybe even smaller than that. And I've seen them as big as like a 4-inch by 2-inch rectangular cubey thing. Some soil block makers have a center pin that preforms a hole for planting seeds, or for the bigger blocks, that hole is actually big enough and deep enough for you to insert a small seedling or transplant, a baby plant of some sort. Soil blocks can be used with your preferred potting mix or seed sowing mix. Just make sure the media is quite moist, and that's key here. The moisture is what keeps the block in block form until the seedling grows big enough to hold the soil together with its web of roots. I've seen soil block makers or forms that create single blocks just one at a time. I've also seen them where you can make two at a time or four at a time or eight at a time, and they basically are punched out of this device. I've also seen forms that create rectangles of up to about 35 individual blocks at a time. You just take this form, press it into a pile of your preferred soil mix, and lift it up, and you have all those blocks made, just like that. Whichever device you use, the main thing is that all of these blocks are separate and individual blocks. They are not connected. So why would you want to do this? Why would you want to create all these separate little blocks when you could just use a plastic tray, fill it with some soil, and be done with it? Well, here are a couple of advantages. Soil blocks result in something called air pruning. If you've not heard that term before, air pruning causes roots to be primed for growth once they come in contact with soil again. So what is air pruning exactly? Well, if you pull a plant from a pot, take a house plant for example, chances are you'll see roots that have grown from inside the soil in that pot out to the wall where the soil meets the container wall, and then they start wrapping themselves around in circles within that pot. That can happen for big plants, that can happen for even small seedlings. Circling roots can become a big problem for that plant later in life, especially for trees. So if that pot wall wasn't there, the roots growing from within the soil would reach that soil-air edge and just stop growing. It's root biology. It's just how it works. They stop when they sense air. They stop growing forward when they sense air. Those edge roots are like horses in a starting gate with the airspace holding them back. Just have that visual of a horse race and those horses and those little gates. They're just raring to go, aren't they? So once that soil block is planted in either another bigger block or in the ground, those roots are ready and primed to go out and into their new environment. It's like opening that gate for that horse to run. So soil blocks result in plants with roots that are eager to just get out there and establish themselves once they are planted. That's great. So another advantage is, and I already alluded to this, is that you reduce the amount of plastic that you're using in your garden. And that's awesome, because did you know that only about 5% of any plastic that you are putting in your curbside recycling bin is actually recycled? We have a real recycling problem in this country. So even if you do use a plastic tray to hold your soil blocks, or actually use an aluminum, like a turkey roaster pan, that's even better. But if you do use a plastic tray to hold the soil blocks, you are using a lot less plastic. So it's a good thing. There's less stuff to carry over from year to year. That's a big advantage for me. Another advantage for using soil blocks. And as someone who has limited space for storage, the fewer pots, whether it's plastic or terracotta or whatever, that is a big advantage. The other advantage is, and I just heard this from a friend of mine, when you're not using a pot, there's less transplant shock once it goes from the soil block into the ground. It's again soil science, and so you have a plant that is better able to get established in the ground. So if you are just getting your seed started, just like me, please do consider creating your soil blocks. There are a number of different soil block makers out there, lots of different forms. Find them on your favorite online shopping resource, or check out the offerings at your local garden center. They might have some as well. And that's it for me. So enjoy your day out in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.